This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, you know what? Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. And I do want you to be involved. I do want you to be engaged. Because there is, like I said, there is a lot. There is a lot going on. There is a lot happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can, you know, push, sign up for the text alerts. It's real simple. TRS to 77222. TRS to, yeah, I have to think about it. 77222. You know, every day, I try to bring you real stories, real, you know, issues of the day. I'm not into doing politics 24/7. There's so much going on out there, so much social justice stuff that you're missing, that you're not paying attention to. And there are more things going on in the world than just them trying to impeach Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? So you need to know what's going on around you, especially locally. Get engaged, get involved locally. Because that's where it all starts. They don't, in most cases, they don't get out of bed on Tuesday morning and decide they're running for Congress Tuesday afternoon. A lot of times they have to take a, you know, they've gone through the school board or, you know, like I like to say, dog catcher, whatever it is. And then they head toward Congress. So get involved, get engaged, understand what's happening around you, seriously. And don't just buy into whatever that buy into is. Just don't buy into it. You heard me allude to it earlier. The LGBTQ workers, they're heading to the Supreme Court for a discrimination case. Right? And you know, nobody, as I've always said on the show, nobody ever should be discriminated against for sexual orientation, you know, I said it earlier, color, size, tall, short, round, thin. None of that should ever get in the way of your work. What should get in the way of your work is either your inability to do it, you not wanting to do it, or you not being able to do it. So Supreme Court's hearing arguments this week in a set of cases that could determine whether millions of LGBT workers are protected under the nation's most powerful federal workplace, anti-discrimination law. Now, the cases are going to be a test of a newly reconstituted Supreme Court, which now includes two appointees of President Trump, right? But see, this is where I go sideways with some of these people. Should have nothing to do with the appointees. What does the law say? What does the Constitution say? You know, it's really funny. Yeah, sorry for another day. Gerald Bostock was devastated when he learned that he had been fired from his job overseeing child welfare services for the Clayton County, Georgia juvenile court system. The role he says now was his dream job. He believed that working with children was his calling and that he was good at it. In 2010, his county became the first in Atlanta to supply a volunteer to every neglected or abused child in the system. That's pretty cool. Bostock believes that he was fired for being gay. His termination came in 2013, months after he joined the Gay Softball League. After a history of positive performance reviews, when he lost his job, he also lost friends, his home, and his health insurance. Now, I don't know. I'm sorry. Does it have to be because he was gay? I mean, I'm just asking. I know other businesses I've been involved with where somebody has received positive reviews because, you know, people just don't want to give them negative reviews. They want everybody to have a chance. I'm not saying that he was or was not fired for being gay. Right? Now, Bostock's firing is at the center of a blockbuster set of Supreme Court cases that will determine whether LGBT workers may be fired on the basis of their identities, and the arguments were set for this week. Somebody needed to stand up, right? I mean, basically, in an interview, he said, look, somebody's got to deal with this. I'll be that person if somebody else wants to do it. Right? The Supreme Court cases are the first to squarely address the question of whether federal anti-discrimination law protects lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender workers. While the court has expanded the rights to individuals in recent years, holding that same-sex marriage is protected, it's yet to apply those protections to the workplace. Here's the thing. Or here's part of the thing, okay? There's no carve-out for religious, you know, for religious organizations. He went on to say, in an era where people want to believe that gay marriage solved everything, this shows it clearly didn't. There are many battles left, he said. The justices will hear the cases of three workers who were fired, including Bostock. The other two individuals are Donald Zarda, a gay man who was fired from his job as a skydiving instructor after remarking on his sexual orientation to a female client. And Amy Stevens, a transgender woman fired for her job as a funeral director after she announced her intention to present as a woman. So she was hired as a man and then presenting as a woman. All right? The thing here, though, the problem here, or the big problem here, is going to be what we talked about earlier. There's that music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, and I mean that sincerely. There's so much going on out there. There's so much you can get involved with, you can be part of, and I'm glad that I'm happy, and I'm honored that you decided to be here with me. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're here. Let's just get back at it because I got a lot of stories I want to get through. And I mean a boatload. But back to the discrimination case heading to the Supreme Court. So my concern with this, again, is, as I said, because we've seen this kind of thing happen before, is that we want to make sure, and they have ruled on this kind of back and forth quite a few times already. Similar. Not exactly in this light, but similar. Can you be fired for being gay? No. No. Shouldn't have. I think it's too easy, though, to say that's the reason. There needs to be some real solid evidence, some real solid truth. You know, again, back to the church thing. We've seen Catholic churches, Catholic organizations, a Catholic college who fired a gay couple. People call it discrimination, but here's the deal. Here's what bothers me the most about some of this stuff. They sign an agreement when they go to work. They sign an agreement when they go to work for these organizations that lays out that they agree with, they believe in, they will adhere to, in this case, Catholic Scripture. And if you don't do it, what makes you think you have a right to keep your job? If you think it's discriminatory, file a lawsuit from the beginning. Don't try to skirt it, go around it, keep it quiet, not say anything. Because in most cases, that's what you find out. They go in there, they know what the rules are, they keep their mouths shut, and then once they get in, once they start teaching or start doing whatever the job is, then they tell people, why not do it right up front? And then if you turn down, take it to court. Anyhow, so we'll see how this turns out. I want to carve out for religion, religious organizations, true religious organizations. Like I said, I'm sorry if you're a Pastafarian, don't mean to offend you, but frankly, I do not want to carve out for you. Not interested. Okay, you heard me in the first segment, first hour, talking about the double and triple and quadruple standards of the Democrats. Always. They're making excuses for Joe Biden, how him threatening the Ukrainian president has nothing, not even close, like it is with the president. Isn't it interesting, though, every witness or somebody comes out of the woodwork somehow doesn't quite make it all the way through. Right? They don't make it all the way through the deposition or whatever they're calling them, testimonies. They might make it through in a time way, but when you actually get when they transcribe all these, what really happens? What is it? What really comes out of it? And why is it that the Democrats right now, you know, they're screaming about transparency. You know, they have a whistleblower, which is kind of a joke, two of them, where the transcript was already put out there. And then you have whistleblowers that come out that supposedly had inside information, but they really didn't have inside information. And now the Democrats are holding hearings behind closed doors. And they won't release the full transcript. So I'm sorry. Well, what is transparency? That's what I need to know. I need to know what they consider transparency. This was somebody sent me this earlier today. There's been an uncovered transcript showing Bill Clinton did exactly what the Dems are saying that Trump did. They were okay with it. And Democrats convinced that they got the goods on the man in the White House. They really need to look at their own history. They really need to look at what they found acceptable at one time. Right? So as an, in quote-unquote, impeachment inquiry, right, it's based largely around the accusation that President Trump used his position in the Oval Office to try to influence the outcome of an upcoming election, which is more than a joke. Tucker Carlson hit the airwaves this week with a documentary proof of former President Bill Clinton doing that very thing. And his terms were far more explicit, more politically self-serving than anything Trump actually said. And it's true. If you hear the clip, I'm not going to play it now, but if you hear the clip, you'll see that. You hear Biden's clip, you'll see that. Well, you'll hear that. And his terms were, again, on Monday, Tucker Carlson did a broadcast. He dredged up a White House transcript of a telephone call between Clinton and then British Prime Minister Tony Blair. In the conversation, this goes back to February of 2000, Clinton asked Blair to help in resolving a commercial dispute between British Airways and two American carriers, US Air and American Airlines. That was an election year in the United States, of course, and when Americans would be going to the polls in 9 months to select Clinton's successor, Clinton obviously did not want to make the election more difficult, right? I mean, for Al Gore, who was to win the Democrat nomination after crushing former Senator Bill Bradley. Now, back in 2000, President Bill Clinton had a conversation with Tony Blair. You know, I mean, when you think about it, why wasn't that leaked? Why weren't any of these conversations ever leaked before now? It's not because Trump is a bad guy. It's because the people that Obama left behind are scum. Sorry. But think about it. They hate this guy so much. See, it's what I tell people all the time. When you already don't like someone or you already don't like something, you start off looking for the negative. You start off looking for the bad thing. It's what I tell people all the time. You'll find it. You look for it, you'll find it, whatever it is. I mean, for 3 years they looked for something, they couldn't find it. Well, they couldn't make it stick, I should say, or couldn't find it. They ended up indicting, what was it, 13 fictitious Russian companies or whatever. And now they have a phone conversation within 4 days to decide to indict. Impeach. Isn't that great? Back in 2000, President Bill Clinton had a conversation with Tony Blair of the UK. Asked him directly, no squeaky words, to intercede in a dispute between British Airways and two carriers. The president at the time was much more direct than President Trump in his conversation. He said, this is Bill Clinton, and he says, I'm quoting, in a political season, it would be big over here to get the open sore resolved. If you could have somebody take a look at it. Tony Blair responded, got it. I'll take care of it. That's about the same, isn't it? Maybe worse? Specifically talking about politics? Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration and China declared a temporary truce in their 15-month trade war. Yet the grievances that led them to impose tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's goods continue to remain unresolved. The administration agreed to suspend a tariff hike of $250 billion worth of Chinese imports that was set to take effect on Tuesday, and China agreed to buy up to $50 billion in United States farm products. The lights were back on for many of the nearly 2 million Northern California residents who lost electricity in an effort to prevent wildfires. The first death linked to the outages was reported today, a man who relied on oxygen. The threat of more widespread outages loom in Southern California after the winds moved to the Los Angeles area, where a wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds prompted officials to order the evacuation of over 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweet, just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You know, seriously. You want to be part of the solution. You want to get informed and then become part of the solution. Okay? Don't just think you have a clue when you don't have any real information, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. Again, we're talking about the double, triple, quadruple standards of the Democrat Party. They don't see it. And matter of fact, I don't believe that. I believe they see it, they know it, they choose to ignore it. Because remember, it's the party of non-responsibility. A lot of the people that we deal with, you know, you look at Omar, Representative Omar, excuse me. I mean, she won't even take responsibility for failed marriages. It's the fault of the media. Sound familiar? Clinton won't take responsibility for anything she did.
I could have done a better job at connecting with people.
No, you couldn't. You haven't got it in you. Anyway, so Tucker Carlson found, a transcript from when President Billy Bob Clinton went and tried to get he did get the UK Prime Minister to step in, Tony Blair, and help with an issue in a, you know, telling Tony, hey, look, it's a political season for us. Really be good if you can step in and help us get this taken care of. Right? Now, the biggest difference is Bill Clinton said, this is for political reasons. Didn't allude to it. He didn't beat around it. He just said point blank, this is for political reasons. Period. But there's a crucial difference. He's a Democrat. They love him. He could do no wrong. I mean, his words exactly, so you don't think it's just me. In a political season, Tony, my buddy, it would be big over here to get this open sore resolved. If you could have somebody look into it, wink, wink. Now, there's no denying that Trump's conversation could have been, you know, to his benefit at some point. But that's not why he did it. See, I don't want to be one of those guys who goes, oh, it's not what he meant. I don't know what he meant. I wasn't there with him. I didn't ask him. Based on what he said already, though, based on what Donald Trump has done already, I have to believe what he was doing. He was serious. You got corruption going on, clean it up. And the conversation, if you read the whole transcript, was a lot longer than the way media would have you believe. The 2016 presidential election, the role that might have been played by the operatives in Ukraine made a major difference here. I mean, they can prove that the Hillary Clinton team went to the Ukrainians for help. Nobody wants to talk about that. Biden openly says in a video that he threatened the Ukrainian president. They don't care about that anyway. Right? And there's no way that President, first of all, let's just say President Trump really did this for all political reasons. You really think that he is dumb enough? And I mean this. You think that he is dumb enough to say or infer that he wants him to get involved for political reasons? You really believe that? Now, Carlson showed us earlier this week that it was far from unheard of for presidential conversations with the world leaders to include some sort of request for assistance. Yeah, they are human beings, by the way, right? They're involved. You know, I love the world that the media tries to paint for you like everything is roses and butterflies and rainbows. When in reality, the world that they dig in, that they work in is dark, nasty, ugly, stinky. Oh, it's a swamp. And they love it. They just love it. More damning to the Democratic argument against Trump, though, is that what the Clinton conversation showed was President flexing muscle in the Oval Office. He did it deliberately to help his party win, or try to help his party win. It blew up in his face. Trump's conversation showed, outside of the fever dreams of Adam Schiff, only sick. I mean, there's not many, even congressional Democrats, there's not many of them that I look at with such disdain as I do Adam Schiff, or Shifty Schiff, as we refer to him around here. No, really. He's a liar. He's a flat-out liar. And frankly, by their own description of what treason is, he is treasonous. And should be brought up on treason charges at this point. Is the president seeking assistance for an investigation surrounding an election almost 3 years in the past, and for a thorough investigation of corruption allegations surrounding a potential future opponent, right? It's not, and this is what Adam said happened, but it's not. Democrats in the state defend Clinton, who faced an impeachment trial that was richly deserved, but they hell-bent on impeaching Trump for a conversation that was pretty much routine. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could go back? I mean, I'm sure we could. Hint, hint. Maybe we should go back on Obama's conversations. What do you think? Let's transcribe some of those. You know, they loved him so much they would cover for him. It wasn't a big deal. Hey, I don't know if you guys, good news this week. Did you hear about this? The United Nations could run out of money in just a few weeks. That's right. The United Nations is running a deficit of $230 million. That's according to Secretary General Antonio Guterres. It may run out of money by the end of October, he said. In a letter intended for 37,000 employees that the UN secretary obtained by, well, I guess CBS News grabbed this. Because, you know, they're going to try to play this against Trump. which I don't understand. Why are we picking up the slack? If these guys are living within their budget, if things are laid out properly, and everybody's paying in the way they should, we shouldn't have a problem here, right? Gutierrez said in this letter, additional stopgap measures would have to be taken to ensure that salaries and entitlements are paid. Entitlements are paid. Member states have paid only 70% of the total amount needed for our budget. So we shouldn't and better not pay any of this. I'll be pretty upset if we do. As long as we've paid our share, we shouldn't pay any more. Right? They go on to say we run the risk of depleting our backup liquidity reserves by the end of the month. Okay, so what? Let the member states pay for it. You know what? Shut the water off to their rooms. Shut the air conditioning off to the building. Just tell the member state, hey, we got enough money to keep the air conditioning on because you guys won't pay your bill. Right? Although 129 states of the 193 have now paid their regular annual dues, the most recent being Syria, U.N. spokesman Stephen Dujarric told correspondents at a regular briefing in New York that others need to pay, like, now. It's the only way to avoid a default that could risk disrupting operations globally. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you're sitting here going, these member states are being protected by the U.N., why aren't they putting their money in, right? Seriously. Not including what it pays for peacekeeping operations, the U.N.'s operating budget for 2018-19 is close to $5.4 billion. With the United States, ready for this? We already put in the largest share at over 22%. They don't protect us. I mean, look, I get the indirect protection. I get the fact by keeping Europe safe and things like that that it keeps us safe, or safer, I should say. But us paying 22% of it, with many member states, a lot, and not a majority, not have paid their bills yet. As the Council of Foreign Relations explained, U.S. contributions are vital to the U.N.'s operations. And cuts to discretionary contributions implemented by Mr. Trump's administrations have already forced the UN agency to serve Palestine refugees to take the deep cuts. Well, we're heartbroken. We're heartbroken. This is the same group that consistently rails on Israel and how Israel treats women and doesn't say a word about what goes on in Palestine. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. For those of you who are the time you're spending with me. Appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate the time you guys are tuned in and you know, paying attention, sending me emails, text messages, what have you. I do appreciate it. Head up to the website, realside.com. All of that's available to you. Give me your email address or, you know, we do an email once a week. If you want to do text messaging or you want a text notice, that would be great, too. You can text us at TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Okay, we were talking a little while ago. Again, just an exciting thing that the United Nations could run out of money in a few weeks. And, like, why should we care? We've paid our bill. They have member nations that haven't paid the bill. I'd like to know who those member nations are that didn't pay the bill. Are we protecting them? Because if we are, what we should do is threaten to pull out by the end of the month if they don't get their money in. It's kind of where my head would be, I'm just saying. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5560. Well, all right, just a little bit of a happy, quick, happy story here. One of our longtime listeners, supporters, Zell, sent it over. Apparently there was a former translator. Is he Iranian? Well, anyway, we'll get that in a minute. He was a translator for us overseas and now has become an American citizen. So, Khalid Ada. I really feel bad about it because I don't mean to, I do not mean to mispronounce your names, but come on, give me a break. We have the differences in the languages, right? He just became a United States citizen last month. He was an Iraqi translator who also goes by the name of Philip. He helped save the lives of Minnesota soldiers in the return. National Guard member Paul Braun helped sponsor him. And it took 5 years for him to become a citizen. Now, here's the funny thing about this. We always hear it takes 20 years to become a citizen, right? Now, maybe a little help. Maybe they sped it up a little bit for him. But it doesn't take 20 years every time. And that's the argument they use. It shouldn't take 15, 20 years. No, you're right. Maybe if you get your paperwork in on time, you get everything done right, you have all the right reasons for coming, you have a way to support yourself, not a big deal. It's a brotherhood, Otto said. Friends, we passed this level a long time ago. We're really brothers now. It's a relationship so unique that the White House wanted to share it. So they asked if they could come up on stage with the president and have Philip, the new citizen, lead them in the Pledge of Allegiance. So in front of the crowd, the pair stood by the leader, and Auda led in the pledge. Okay? He's an immigrant, he's a Muslim man, and he stood alongside the president. Now, he says, look at it. I don't always agree with the president. I don't like his stance on immigration. I don't like his rapid-fire tweets. But I'm not turning this opportunity down. I mean, think about that. He says, I'm an American now. I'm an American. And he's more American than some of those Democrats who want to take a knee. Auda doesn't want to take a knee. You know what? Maybe he is mentally insane to come to such an oppressive country who hates people of color, who hates immigrants, to come here and proud to be an American. He said, Republican, Democrat, whatever the president is, he's my president now. Did you hear those thumps go down? Those were lefties just falling down all over the place. Braun hopes that his fellow Minnesotans see Auda as he does, an American hero. He saved the lives of Minnesota soldiers. He said, I hope people understand that it really doesn't matter what your background is, where you come from. Anybody can get to share the stage, well, so to speak, in front of a crowd and bring people together. So here you got a guy that came here from another country. He sees the tweets. He knows what's going on. He understands what's happening. And what's he say? I'm proud to be an American, and I'm so glad, right, that President Trump is my president. I don't get it. We can't do that. Americans can't do that. A story straight out of California. It tells the staff that women and female, well, they're not necessarily linked together. There we go again. Being a woman is apparently not the same as female. That's according to a new gender pronoun education awareness initiative. Again, introduced in the California university systems. The Office of the President is training its employees in a new initiative through a three-part series in a weekly staff meetings. It's unclear how many employees are affected, since UCOP has not updated its staff figures since October 2015, when it had nearly 1,700 employees. Now, they debuted the initiative September 23rd, laid out its goals. The initiative is focused on educating staff around how can we support trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming staff. What changes do we need to implement? You know, Brock Lurie, who is a guest host of the show from time to time, was at an event last night. We were talking about numbers. We were talking about percentages. And I'm sorry if I insult you. You deal with it because it's not the goal here. But I want you to think about the cost and how much money we've spent and how much time we've taken and how much resources we've spent on changing terminologies and on legal in legal papers, in buildings, in textbooks, all over the place, to be inclusive of a group that is less than 1% of the population. There are other groups we just totally ignore. But when you lay down, you know, the black community, Hispanic community, Asian community, you know, go through the whole list. Now, I'm not discounting them as human beings. I'm discounting the group and saying, why do you spend this much money, this much time, this much legislation on this? I don't get it. Totally confusing to me. The article on the series came out on Monday, a day before the spokesman told the College Fix it would be released. Sarah McBride, media and communications strategist for UCOP, wrote an email that the third is scheduled to be posted by the end of October. One of the listed sources for the information is a website that is currently described as coming soon. So now they're putting these things out. We're spending money to teach these people about this, and we have nothing to teach. We have nothing to hand them after we teach them. There's no proof behind what we're saying. You just have to take our word for it that a woman or women and female are not the same words. They don't necessarily tie together, which I just totally confused. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. University professor deemed the beloved cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants violent, racist, insidious, just bad. Okay? It's a cartoon. I don't know if he knows that. It's a cartoon. Just unreal. University of Washington professor Holly Barker published her musings on a yellow sponge cartoon character and his deep Sea Pals in an academic journal called The Contemporary Pacific, a journal of island affairs. It features a readable article focused on social, economic, political, ecological, and cultural topics. The article was titled Unsettling SpongeBob and the Legacies of Violence on Bikini Bottom. She complained, God bless, she complained that there's a perception that the show's fictional setting of the town of Bikini Bottom is actually based on the non-fictional Bikini Atoll, a coral reef in the Marshall Islands that was used by the U.S. military for nuclear testing in the Cold War. It says the indigenous people of the area, they were relocated for the testing. Eventually, the area was rendered uninhabitable due to the residual radiation. This is just terrible. And the fact that SpongeBob makes fun of it is even more terrible. Let me tell you what. They probably don't even teach this stuff in school anymore. I'd have to go check. I think Ms. Barker needs to do her homework and find out what kids are learning in school to begin with. Nobody, no young kid who's watching SpongeBob knows what Bikini Atoll is. And I would imagine even the older kids that watch this would never pull it together, even if they did know. I mean, seriously. Why are they teaching this stuff in school? What a waste of time. Seriously. Now, the U.S. government, she says, the U.S. government removed the people from Bikini Atoll above the surface. This doesn't give license to SpongeBob or anyone else to occupy Bikini. They're not, lady, they're not really occupying. I don't know if you know, it's a cartoon. This is how far the left has lost it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. I'm gonna post a story that I just think is great. New York University promotes a paper comparing cow insemination to rape and milking cows to sexual abuse. Don't miss that one. It'll be up on the site here shortly. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend. Really, seriously, be safe. And be back with us later.